special events, opening nights, and galas. One of the key moments for all parts of Miami society when I ran the Coconut Grove Playhouse was an almost mandatory attendance at our opening nights, which were almost always followed by a wonderful party somewhere in the Miami community, occurring in hotels and private homes. This was an opportunity for our donors, our audiences, our artists, to feel they had now accomplished something remarkable, the opening of a work of art that had been created literally from scratch, from a printed page, mounted with an excellent company, surrounded by gifted people who had helped design and execute the physical production into a living reality that would then run anywhere from 3 to 4 to 5, and in some cases in the encore room, 12 to 20 weeks. This was an important event, and it was often supplemented by galas that invited people to give financial donations to help support the future of the Coconut Grove Playhouse. These special events were often tied to the show that they were seeing and might include special awards we gave to either the stars of the show or the people who were part of the greater South Florida community, recognized in a very specific way for all they had contributed. The 50th anniversary gala was the climax of all of that because it celebrated 50 years of productions at the Coconut Grove Playhouse, and the honorees that night were Charlie Cinnamon, who had helped create the Coconut Grove Arts Festival, and of course the extraordinarily gifted and talented Dick Van Dyke. Congratulatory full-page gala journal messages were sent from noted personalities ranging from B. Arthur, Julio Iglesias, to major political and corporate officials. B. coined the phrase, "from one golden girl to another." We also had in attendance Lucy Arnaz, who was performing at the Playhouse, Theodore Bickel, who was touring with one of our shows, and Larry King, renowned television interviewer whose career started in Miami. They all managed to find a way in their busy schedules to come and let everyone know how important the Coconut Grove Playhouse had been to them, their career, and also to the world of theater. And I thank them all for recognizing the 50th anniversary of the Golden Girl of Coconut Grove, the Coconut Grove Playhouse, in 2006.